Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Paul. This is Christine Roberts. I'm concerned that the oil pan in my car is leaking, so I wanted to see if you could take a look at it this afternoon. For the last couple of weeks, I've been noticing that my oil tends to run low, and I'm finding a bit of oil underneath the car in my garage. I hope you'll be able to get back to me soon, as I'll have to leave in 2 hours. If you think you could fit me into your schedule today, I could drop the car off on my way to work, and you can just give me a call to let me know how much it will cost for you to fix it. My number is 555-1058. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Number 71. Who is the speaker most likely calling? Number 72. What problem is the speaker reporting? Number 73. When does the speaker request a response? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following talk.
Good morning. This is Harold Chang for Movie Tuesday. In this session, I'll be interviewing Maura O'Connor, star of the new comedy film Forever and a Day Later. It opens here in London on Thursday. Ms. O'Connor is known primarily as a dramatic actress. Is her career headed in a new direction? We'll get her views on doing comedy, what it's like to work with her co-star Derek Jones, and her adventures while filming and traveling in Australia. So stay tuned to this station for Maura O'Connor speaking about her role in Forever and a Day Later, which premieres in London on Thursday. And now it's time for the weather and traffic report.
Number 74. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 75. What is stated about the film? Number 76. When is the movie's London premiere? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following recorded message.
You have reached TriStar's automated account information line. Our records indicate that you have a current balance of €42. Your next payment is due on January 18th. If you would like to make a payment now, please press 1. For details of the charges on your bill, please press 2. To speak to a customer service representative, please press 9. To repeat these options, please stay on the line.
Number 77. What is the recording mainly about? Number 78. What will happen on January 18th? Number 79. How can the listener reach a customer service representative? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following talk.
Now we're entering the laboratory portion of the Alyeska Electronic Piano Factory. Our lab places a great deal of emphasis on both sound quality and keyboard mechanics, and we're always researching ways to approximate what a real piano does with our electronic keyboards. We've been developing our latest model for the last 5 years, and we expect to release it in 2 more years. You can imagine how labor-intensive all this research is.
Number 80. Where is the speaker? Number 81. What is the speaker discussing? Number 82. When will the newest model probably be released? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following announcement.
Because our company is concerned about the environment, there are some changes as to how office waste will be handled. Starting next Friday, receptacles will be placed throughout the office for recycling. Please note that all red containers are for anything that is plastic, while all green containers are meant for glass items. These containers will be emptied each Wednesday and their contents sent to a recycling facility. As you leave, please take one of the papers on the table at the back of the room. It summarizes all of the information I've just given you. Remember, the program doesn't begin until Friday. Thank you for your cooperation with this effort.
Number 83. What is the speaker discussing? Number 84. When will a change in procedures begin? Number 85. What is the audience asked to do? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following announcement.
Attention, passengers awaiting Crane Airways Flight 7 from Shanghai to Osaka. We regret to inform you that we must delay takeoff again. We had hoped that by now the weather conditions in and around Osaka would have improved, but we're told they have not. At this time, we'd like to provide hotel accommodations for all ticketed passengers. Outside Terminal 6, a bus is waiting to take you to the Pavilion Hotel, where you will spend the night. Crane Airways agents will distribute meal vouchers as you board the bus. The vouchers are good for 1 free dinner and 1 free breakfast. At 8 a.m., the bus will leave the hotel to bring you back to the terminal. We have rescheduled the flight for 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. So please be waiting out in front of the hotel tomorrow morning at 8 a.m.
Number 86. What is the purpose of the talk? Number 87. What will the airline give passengers? Number 88. When will the bus leave the hotel? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following excerpt from a talk.
Next week, we'll begin conducting a survey to find out how much people are willing to pay for luggage. Previous surveys tell us that customers are frustrated when they can't quickly find things in their suitcases. In other words, people just don't like the way suitcases are designed. We've come up with a suitcase model that addresses that problem, but we need to find out if people are willing to pay a price high enough to make selling it profitable.
Number 89. What kind of company is conducting a survey? Number 90. What have customers complained about in previous surveys? Number 91. What has the company created? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following excerpt from a speech.
Now that our morning meet and greet is coming to an end, please go to the table at the back of the room to pick up your training packet, which includes course materials, articles, and biographies of our instructors. Then find a seat and take a minute to review the write-up of Mr. Yi Chang, our first speaker, to familiarize yourself with his 1-2-3 sales techniques before he comes out to give his seminar.
Number 92. Who most likely is being addressed? Number 93. What are audience members asked to do? Number 94. What will Mr. Chang probably do? Go on to the next page. Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following talk.
Good evening and welcome to Michael's. We're so happy to have you dining with us tonight. To start off your evening, I can recommend a fresh garden salad with your choice of dressing. Oh, and all of our garden vegetables are purchased fresh from local farmers. For our main course specials this evening, we can offer you either a choice of grilled seafood or vegetarian dishes. I'll give you a little more time to look over the menu and make your choices, but before I go, what can I get you to drink this evening?
Number 95. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 96. What does the speaker say about the vegetables? Number 97. What does the speaker ask for? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following message.
Hello, Ms. Dai. This is Mari Nakata calling on behalf of Kochimo Studios. I received your cover letter, resume, and reference list on Monday. Your credentials seem very impressive. I contacted Ms. Ando, the editor of Singapore Today magazine, and she said that the freelance work you did for the magazine was phenomenal. I would like to schedule an interview with you for Friday morning at 9 o'clock. Please bring with you a portfolio of your work so that I can have a more extensive look at the types of photos you have taken. I will be out of the office all day Thursday, so please try to contact me before then to confirm that you could come in on Friday. I look forward to meeting with you.
Number 98. Who most likely is Ms. Dai? Number 99. What does the caller ask Ms. Dai to bring with her? Number 100. When will the interview most likely take place? This is the end of the listening test. Turn to Part 5 in your test book. End of recording.